Welcome to season two of Schoolin' Around, a podcast hosted by Branchy Minds, featuring prominent leaders, subject matter experts, and thought innovators with their perspectives on the current challenges facing K-12 education. I'm your host, Larissa Napolitan, a former teacher, instructional coach, and a member of the Branchy Minds team, here to lead conversations with educational leaders and experts, and to shine a light on phenomenal educators and those that are on a mission to transform our schools and the lives of students. Maybe you've been listening for a while, or this is your first episode. If you like what you hear, would you do us a favor by rating and reviewing us on iTunes? This is a fantastic way to tell us you enjoy what we are creating. Also, if you want more MTSS resources, sign up for our weekly newsletter using the link in the show notes. Have you ever tried a new recipe only for it to not turn out like the pictures online? If you're like me, you're probably going back through the steps to figure out what went wrong. Too much salt or not enough, or maybe you left out that one critical ingredient. It comes down to determining how you didn't follow the recipe to fidelity. Now, this is a small comparison, but the same goes for understanding why students aren't making progress, even though a plan has been put in place to help. Today, I'm going to answer the question, what does fidelity monitoring mean in MTSS? Let's dive in. When I was an instructional coach, I would sit in leadership meetings listening to principals and other administrators express frustration about the lack of progress with students. Programs, interventions, and policies are in place, but there was something missing. On paper, often it can seem like there's nothing more that can be done. However, what exists in theory may not translate to application. Meaning, sometimes what's discussed and planned on in a meeting might not always get applied as the leader envisions. The missing piece we're talking about is about implementing intervention supports to fidelity. Without fidelity monitoring in MTSS, we don't know if the student actually has received that high-quality instruction or intervention that was planned. A consistent plan to monitor and improve the quality of your intervention implementation could be the missing ingredient in your student's success. So, what does fidelity really mean? Fidelity measures how consistently the critical components of MTSS are implemented in the school setting, which includes core instruction, interventions, and assessments. According to the American Institute of Research, fidelity of implementation is a crucial school infrastructure and support mechanism to ensure the effectiveness of a multi-tiered system of supports. So today we're going to really talk about specifically about fidelity within intervention implementation, including instruction and assessments. So fidelity is really concerned with the following critical questions around the intervention implementation. First, you're going to talk about program specificity. So how explicitly is the intervention defined and how does it impact students? Like, what does it actually do? Quality of delivery. How well are the assessment, instruction, and intervention given? Are good teaching practices evidence? Next, you're going to talk about exposure and duration. How frequently are students receiving the intervention, and how long is the intervention? And then looking at student engagement, are they present and engaged in the intervention? Like, are they even there? So consider the following all too common scenario. A student is struggling in class, needing support in one or more areas. Several teachers bring up the student in a team meeting. Assessment and performance data are requested from the teachers and collected for discussion. They bring all their information. The team meets and creates an intervention plan for the student. The interventionist or teacher implements that plan for a few weeks or months, but the student is just not making sufficient progress. The big question you're really asking is why? So it could be a few things. One, the team selected the wrong intervention. Two, the student was frequently absent or had behavioral issues that prevented them from participating in the intervention. Three, the interventionist did not provide one or more critical features of the intervention, perhaps due to lack of training or resources or time. Or four, the progress monitoring practice did not reflect student progress accurately. Now, it's really easy to assume that the first option, choosing the wrong intervention, might be the reason that the student isn't making progress, when in fact those other options could be in play, but may not always be visible for the team. So what does fidelity monitoring really look like at the school level? When you're considering interventions and support for students, measuring fidelity means gathering data to check implementation and assessment, is gathering information around that. Really, best practice is to have a regular system of observation and feedback for those who provide interventions and assessments. And this could mean that a colleague or supervisor who is trained to use a fidelity rubric can provide that much needed support for teachers and interventionists. And that could be something that's a part of the duties of the student support team and MTSS team members. It doesn't always have to be an administrator or instruction leader. It could just be someone that and maybe it's the whole team, right? Everybody is trained to do that so that you can get another set of eyes. Fidelity monitoring can also include self-evaluation using reflection or video. A few questions to consider when thinking about intervention for fidelity for your students are these. First, are grade level teams and MTSS leadership regularly checking and discussing fidelity of implementation and progress monitoring? Are they even talking about it in a meeting? And then asking, what is the current process for monitoring fidelity and differentiation with core instruction and intervention? Are you checking to see if some of these same methods are being used in core instruction and the intervention? And then asking, what are the formative assessment techniques and that are embedded within lesson design, like checks for understanding or exit tickets? Are those effective? Are you monitoring that progress, right? And this is really crucial. How are we supporting staff members who are struggling with fidelity of implementation? What kind of training or professional development is available? Because even with the best intentions, it can be challenging to keep up with fidelity monitoring. It can almost feel optional somehow, even though it is absolutely critical to the success of MTSS. So for leaders, here are a few tips for measuring and improving fidelity for your educators and your other leaders on the team. Like I mentioned before, utilize a fidelity of implementation rubric whenever possible. This goes for academic, behavior, and social emotional learning and assessment. I will include a link to one in the show notes. And then use direct observation along with self-reporting of fidelity. Like I said, a different pair of eyes might catch something that a teacher or interventionist is unaware of because they're busy teaching, right? They don't actually have eyes in the back of their heads. Make sure to measure fidelity in a variety of ways across several settings and different times of year, right? Your observations should vary at different times of the hour, right? That was my biggest pet peeve of when I have administrators observe during the first 10 minutes of class or the last 10 minutes of class. I'm like, you missed the meat of what was happening that day. And then finally, provide adequate training and follow-up to ensure that intervention and assessments are used as intended. Something to think about is that when students aren't making progress, teachers might already feel stress and unease about being checked up on. But I think the question to lead with when you follow up is, what support can I offer you? They might already know what needs to be done or that there's something wrong. So what support can I offer you is better than maybe leading with critical statement or being judgmental. So to wrap up, without a system to check fidelity, we can't be sure that our students are receiving the best possible instruction and intervention. MTSS is about more than compliance and documentations, right? We all know that. So when you utilize a fidelity rubric, direct observation, and regular training and follow-up, you can help ensure that you're providing the high-quality support that students deserve and even that teachers deserve. I know that intervention, implementation, and progress monitoring can be challenging, maybe even tedious at different points. But one of the best aspects of MTSS is the idea of continuous improvement, and fidelity monitoring stems from that core principle. I hope that this episode will encourage you the next time you're sitting in a meeting frustrated and wondering what to do to make sure that the work your staff is doing is effective and that students are making progress. Until next time, have a great day and thanks for listening. Thanks for listening to Schoolin' Around, a podcast hosted by Branchy Minds. Go ahead and subscribe to our feed wherever you listen to podcasts. And don't forget, if you are enjoying our content, would you do us a favor and rate and review our podcasts on iTunes? This helps others find our podcasts and lets us know how much you love what we're creating. Branchy Minds is an educational technology company using learning sciences and technology to help districts effectively personalize learning through MTSS. To learn more about us, check out our website, branchyminds.com, or follow us on Twitter, Facebook, or LinkedIn at Branchy Minds.